Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy PDP coming to you live straight out of Lubbock, Texas. But I do got sad news. I'm actually not on location. I spoke at 15th Street and Marshall Sharp Speedway promoting for the food truck. But they will happen to be a no-show whenever they're supposed to be out there. So we just got to proceed and continue to give you the word on the street the best way I know how. But I was really just sitting up here looking at a picture from Sierra, I guess a lucky fan, as received a lap dance from Sierra. And the picture looks pretty like, looks like he's a lucky guy. Let's just put it like that. So shout out to Sierra for out there showing the fans and stuff like, showing the fans and things like that and giving back to the fans in the community. It is a new week. It is Monday. So motivational Monday. It's a new week. It's a new opportunity to reach that goal. No matter what you've done or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. So if somebody simply is hating on you, you know what I like to say, Monday. You know what I mean? It's move out the way day. You know what I'm saying? Somebody hating on you, tell them, move out the way. Your mama tell you can't make no team. Your mama tell them you can't make a team when you bet you're about to try out for it, tell her, move out the way. Your pops telling you you ain't fast enough, tell them, move out the way. Your coach telling you ain't fast enough, tell them, move out the way. No matter what somebody is telling you, simply today, tell them to move on about the way, because you ain't got no time for that negative, positive things, like the positive people. So whatever you do, try to remain positive in any situation. And we all do know about the most anticipated event, the most built up fight of this century, the best fight ever. It went down May 2nd. Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather Jr. You know what I'm saying? And it was a great fight. Did you guys get a chance to hear the fight? Did you guys get a chance to see the fight? But me personally, I watched it, and I was really not surprised. I was really not surprised at all. It really, I knew Floyd Mayweather was going to knock him out. I knew if there was going to be a knockout, I thought that Manny Pacquiao would maybe knock out Floyd Mayweather, but I just think that would be just from plum luck. And if Floyd Mayweather was to get away from his game, I do think that was the only I do think that would have been the only scenario that Pacquiao would have knocked out Mayweather. But as far as Mayweather knocking, I was going with just let me clear this up. I was actually going for Mayweather the whole time. I knew it was going to go the whole round. I knew it was. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I knew it wasn't going to be like an all-out brawl. Because people showing these videos on Facebook, these two brawlers going at it from back in the day. Yeah, that's true. People didn't used to fight like that. People did. Yeah, man. But these are welterweights. These aren't like heavyweights and stuff like that. These are welterweights going at it. You know what I'm talking about? So you got to give a shout out to Floyd Mayweather Jr. For defeating Manny Pacquiao. And what I don't really like about what's going on is everybody talking about, well, man, Manny Pacquiao's a God-fearing man. You know, so is Floyd Mayweather. And then it's crazy, you ain't got one person from over there from Pakistan that's rooting for Floyd Mayweather. One person that's really rooting for Floyd Mayweather. But you come over to America, most of America is rooting for Floyd Mayweather. So why are we too busy, like not too busy trying to support our own? You know, not to say that Manny Pacquiao is a phony or nothing like that, but what I'm really trying to say is why can't we just kind of stick together? You know what I'm saying? You know, Pakistan sticking together, Russians stick together, Chinese stick together, Japanese stick together. How come us as Americans, why we got to be separated amongst people? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Everybody is just so, it seems like they're so filled up with hate. It just seems like they so filled up with some things, with some issues that they just are dealing with themselves just because they ain't got enough money as this person, just because they're not as smart as this person. Just because, man, we are in the great land of America to where you can change the world in your room, in your laptop, just right from your laptop. We have the opportunity. Man, like, I've seen an article one time is of a picture of Radio Shack. picture of Radio Shack. It had a list of 12 things on it. It had a microphone, a voice recorder. It had a camera. It had all these other things, you know, that's so separately a Radio Shack. But now we got the technology of a smartphone, and all of those things comes into a smartphone. So it's like all things built in one. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have really no excuses. You see what I'm saying? Other third world countries, you know, they're not so well off. That's why they do see the land of opportunities and land of free over here in America, and that's why they do come over here and succeed. So what I'm saying is for us American citizens who were born in here, America, we should just stop all this hate and stop all this and stop all this hate and stop trying to become to us. Try to come in between one another and just be fruitful towards one another and just communicate and show love. Yes, there's going to be one. Success brings envy. You know what I'm saying? So there's going to be a little envy towards a person that's who's highly successful. Yes, we do understand that. But as far as like the social media, man, I feel like some people do use it in a negative way. And I just, like I said, I just want to take my hat off to Floyd Mayweather because, man, the dude is, what, 48-0. The best in his era, best in his sport, and all of America just really wanted to see him fall. And I just really think that's crazy, too, because we built all these people up just so we can see them fall. So, man, I'm just saying, man, at the end of the day, it was America against Pakistan. I think America should be rooting for America. But on the line, I do got Mr. Reverend Stephen Alvey. What's up, bro?
Hey, man, how's it going?
How's it going? Well, going well, man. Did you have a good weekend?
I did, man. A lot of relaxing.
getting caught up on that rest. That's what's up, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give you the flow so you can G.O.
Hey, man, so real quick, today's going to be real quick, I promise. I always say that, and then I end up getting long. But real quick, lessons from FedEx. A couple of weeks ago, I caught this lesson. This lesson simply is the squeaky wheel. We know the idiom, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And the lesson that I have for you today is the squeaky wheel shouldn't get the oil. Normally, when somebody says the squeaky wheel gets the oil, what they're saying is the loudest, outlandish issue or the loudest problem or the loudest person is the one that gets the attention. And it's the silent things that go unnoticed. And I say the squeaky wheel shouldn't get the oil because of this. I was at FedEx one day, it had to be like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and, man, that was just this continual squeaky noise coming from one of the belts. And it was just, at first it was just driving me crazy, honestly. And I was like, man, that thing needs some oil. And then after a while I was like, well, no, I ain't going to even try to worry about that because if I just let it keep doing what it's doing, it'll die down and it'll whatever's caught up in the belt or whatever's going on, it'll move itself out the way. And sure enough, it without even noticing it, the problem dissipated. And you know, of course right now the big thing on social media other than the fight that just happened on Saturday, the other big thing on social media is cop brutality. And I'm not here to justify cop brutality at all. I'm not here to even really get on that subject. But for me, that's a squeaky wheel. And does it need attention? I definitely agree it needs attention, and it doesn't need to be looked over. But in the same breath, I have to say what will keep police brutality down. We kind of talked about it last week, me, Pete, and I think Jay Rich.
B. Rich.
We all talked about it, I think, last week. And what needs more attention than what's going on, cop brutality and sentencing these folks to jail, how many of us that are posting on Facebook about and reposting and sharing all the videos of the brutality of police, how many of us, including myself, have gone down to our local Boys and Girls Club, our Big Brothers, Big Sisters program, and said, you know what, if I can just impact one little guy, one little girl on the street, then that's one more person that won't suffer at the hands of a police officer. normally, and not all the time, but I feel like one of the things that needs our attention now, whether you're black, white, whatever, it's a lot of kids growing up that don't have fathers. It's a lot of kids that are growing up that have broken households. And those of us that have a little common sense in us ought to be willing not just to raise a big fuss about what the police are doing or what the police haven't done or how corrupt the justice system is, but the other side of it has to be that we have to be proactive and not just reactive. And that's what we've been for a long time, is very reactive. And so what I'm saying is, let's be proactive, and instead of giving the grease and the oil to the squeaky wheel, let's go find something else to give our energy and our attention to. Let's go find that little boy, that little girl, that's still at a place where we can reach them and save them and help them out. And so the squeaky wheel doesn't always need oil. Let it do what it does, and it'll get its just due.
Yeah, man, I like that right there, man. I like that, Mr. Alvarez. Squeaky wheel doesn't always need to get to oil. So on the contrary of that, I don't even know if I said that word right. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the thing. Can you hear me, Mr. Harvey?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Here's the thing about just like right before you called in, I was talking about America and how Pacquiao. It was probably not one person from Pakistan, where it's from, rooting for Floyd Mayweather, because they got somebody from that country can hands down be the best of boxing. But then you come over to America, you probably got more Pacquiao fans than you do Floyd Mayweather. And then every person says to me, like, where I watched the fight and where I was at, it was me, my wife, and this other dude, and this old man, this old Mexican man, and one of my old roommates' uncles. That's who. It was just us three, and we got it. It's packed. Everybody's going to Pacquiao. Everybody's looking at me, and just so you guys don't know, it's not a race. And I'm watching the jump. I'm watching the game with Big Rich, who was just on my show too. You know what I'm saying? He was going for Pacquiao, The crazy part about it, man, I feel like America got to the point of just so hateful. The reason why they were going for Pacquiao was because they was like, Pacquiao's a God-fearing man. So Mayweather don't believe in God. Then it's like, well, Pacquiao is humble. He don't be sitting there flooding all this money around. You know what I'm saying? So Floyd can't be So Floyd can't have nice things. So basically, you mad because Floyd has more money than you, and now you're trying to put it on God. And I said, as soon as Floyd Mayweather won the fight, see who we give thanks to. As soon as Floyd Mayweather won the fight, the first person he said, I just want to thank God. And I said, but my whole point is like us Americans, we turn on each other, and then at the end of the day, it seems like we want to root for somebody else, and which means we're going to end up tearing our own self down. So what I got out of your squeaky wheel metaphor about the Baltimore thing, it boils down to what I had to say about the Pacquiao fight. It's us Americans. And that's and kind of what I was talking about last week, too. It was like, how can somebody have so much power over somebody for over 400 years? You know what I'm saying? How can somebody... And, man, that's what it all boils down to because, man, sad to say, those cops and all this police brutality is going on, what's going on in Baltimore, it's sad to say, man, we need to move on and we need to stop giving so much power over there. It's time for the real leaders to take over over there. Not the rioting and stuff got the media there, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not condoning that, but it's time to move the rioting and stuff off. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time to talk about it. Like, now, back in the day, I feel like this is where Martin Luther King will come in great and then talk to the real people who got some real power. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, I don't know. I'm not really trying to be negative about the situation. It's almost like your scenario is like not giving a squeaky wheel the oil. It's like I feel like that's how the people with real money look at us. you know what I'm saying, people who do have the authority to do something. I think that's they were like, man, they don't really need nothing. They got everything that they need. You know what I'm saying? So they're looking down upon us, and they got all this rioting and stuff. They're talking about, yes, about police brutality, but that's only, what, 233 black people got murdered out of so-and-so and, like, 400 and white people. But then you got to look at the statistics. There's fewer black people. But that's a whole other conversation. But what I'm trying to say is I think that's how they're looking at us, Mr. Oliver. They're looking at us, you know what I'm saying, the squeaky wheel doesn't always need oil. And I feel like that's how they've been looking at us, and that's how, like, they've acted in a way to where they could be heard and seen. Now they've been heard and seen. So now I feel like we get to the point to where we do need the oil. But sad to say, man, I don't think we'll get it because we've been fighting for this long. And like, that's sad, man. Like, it really is sad. But you want to know what? Like, how can we really complain, though, when we are living in a free country, a democracy, and we're not really starving like some of those people in the third world countries? You know, I think we need to be the change we want to see. Teach our youth, teach our kids, just like you said, go down to the Boys and Girls Club. We need to start teaching these kids younger, because think about it now. Like I'm pretty sure there's more minority preachers now. You know what I'm saying? Think about how early you got into it. You see what I'm saying? Like there's more black business. There's more black business owners now. You know, because their parents taught them. Your parents taught you. So now, you know, it takes most now people, just like how you said before, man, we live in a microwave generation. We want everything right now. We want everything in a few minutes or a few years, a few months. You know what I'm saying? But, man, honestly, you're in a spot right now, you know what I'm saying, setting yourself up for success. You're a married man. Other people that you're around is doing the same thing. But now I think we're just seeing more of it, like with these camera phones, shout out to Steve Jobs. And we're just seeing it, man. It's becoming adamant to us. But we got to continue to teach our young ones. Because, man, now we've already seen a black president. You know what I'm saying? That's how we know it's possible. And we was in that generation, too, growing up. I know you probably heard, especially growing up, you could be anything you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Correct me if I'm lying. Like, shoot, the class from 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, like, that class, like, that was, like, because during that class, I think when I came out, it was, like, when I was my first year at Tech, I think YouTube, you got all the Twitters, all the social media start coming out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And our kids our age are actually achieving. We got people that's younger than us that are millionaires. You know what I'm saying? And they're
yeah.
black. You know what I'm saying? So like, now, like, they are, our ancestors have been teaching us. You know what I'm saying? So we just have to continue to teach and continue to reach and not get so, not everything so really be black and white, because most times, like nowadays, most people, it's not about black and white, because most people are mixed. So it's like, how can people be like, oh, man, you prejudice and all this? I think it's embedded in us, and it starts with the media. And with that being said, like, we need to be more people kind of like what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? And spreading the word out and just letting people know, man, at the end of the day, it's not really about black and white. It's all about people and who you are as a person. You know what I'm saying? So I take my hat off to you. You know what I'm saying? You keep doing what you're doing, and there's going to be more people like us. But until that time comes, while everything else is going on, we just need to stay out of trouble as a youth. Stay out of trouble.
Right.
And don't get caught up in the rioting and stuff, because at the end of the day, they're going to be like, oh, you got a degree, but you got a felony on your thing. I see you was out there breaking windows. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then it's like, what do you
right.
do? Then what do you do now? You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel. And that's actually going to be our conversation today. I was going to talk about some gunmen being shot down there in Garland, Texas, about Muhammad. You know, they was at a Two Dead at a Prophet cartoon contest. I wasn't going to get into that. But I'm going to go ahead and conclude it with that. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Ivy? So tomorrow, I talk to you all different sort of day, same sort of time, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, that was Mr. Reverend Stephen Ivy, straight up out of the Arkansas area. He had a great point. The squeaky wheel doesn't always need the oil. That is true. The squeaky oil doesn't always get the oil, just like a baby doesn't always need his bottle. Just like a baby doesn't always need his bottle, you know what I'm saying? He just needs to sit there and cry and then need to man up a little bit. But that is the word on the street with your boy, Petey Pete. I'm going to go ahead and jump straight back into the music tomorrow. Tomorrow, different sort of day, same sort of time, sort of radio. We'll be giving you the word on the street just like that. I'm going to say, ta-da. You have a great day. And no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. And don't forget, if somebody hating on you today, just tell them simply, just say, move on out of the way. This has been the word on the street with your boy, Petey Pete. Holla at you tomorrow. Deuces.